The last several months have been hard on all of us. Our worlds have been turned upside down, and that's having a big impact on our mental health. Aspen Public Radio is taking the next few months to talk about how we're coping in the midst of so much upheaval. We'll be enlisting our local mental health experts to find ways to help you. Our series begins today with a conversation between our news director, Ariel Van Cleve, and Michelle Muthing. She's the executive director of the Aspen Hope Center, which offers direct counseling and referrals to people in need of mental health assistance. She explains why you may sometimes feel like your brain is overheating.
What are you hearing most from your clients right now, from folks who use your services? What have they been telling you?
I think the theme that we hear the most is the stress of living in limbo. Nobody knows what tomorrow holds. And the lack of a light at the end of a tunnel. You know, one of the most stressful things in life, when we talk about what makes people stressed out, uncooperative, belligerent, having discourse, you find that lack of control is a human emotion. And I think that's the theme that we hear, is people are trying to grasp onto the few things that they can control, because so much of this is out of their control. And I think that is what's causing the most stress. And we continue to hear themes of that in various ways.
So speaking of that, my next question leads right into, a lot of us maybe feel like we've gone on autopilot to try to figure out, okay, this doesn't feel right. This doesn't feel right. I'm just trying to survive this moment. But then things are, as you're mentioning, out of control. They're disorienting. So what do you suggest? What do we do?
Yeah. You know, funny you mentioned autopilot, and we see it as just the opposite. People don't have the ability to dip into autopilot because they're so caught off guard. And I think that's the biggest thing we want to push to people, is find those activities where you can click into autopilot, where you truly can sink into a lower kind of delta level of your brain. I think that's where a lot of stress is coming in for people, is they don't have that ability to just dip into autopilot and shut off for a minute. They are on such a heightened sense of awareness all the time. And I think that's what's pushing a lot of people to isolate, not because they're fearful of a virus. They don't want the confrontation or the comments or the things in the community. And I think it's hard.
So what about the folks who perhaps have always been at this more heightened stage? Like, if they have chronic anxiety or chronic depression, have you noticed that they've been managing things differently or coping in a different way than maybe the rest of us who are, this is new, this is a new experience to feel so disoriented?
You know, I don't know that they're coping differently or coping better or coping worse, but the one thing not only have we heard, but in talking to some of my colleagues who are also therapists or directors with mental health agencies, individuals who live with chronic anxiety or who live with chronic fear or even low-level generalized anxiety or grief, where they can't see family members because they've died, in some odd way, and they all stumble over explaining it, they feel comforted in the fact that they're not alone in how they feel. The entire world feels the same way. Some person somewhere in their neighborhood has some level of anxiety. They're grieving the fact that they can't see their families right now. And for them, that other people understand for the first time, it's not a therapist empathizing with them, but people truly on an organic body brain level understand, makes them feel different.
There's been a lot of talk about mental health, especially right now, which has been a good thing. This conversation about mental health as it relates to the pandemic, do you think that are we in the middle of it? Are we at the end of it? Do we know where we are?
I don't think anyone has any idea. And to be honest, I think we are just starting to see the mental health fallout from this. Again, we have so many changes with yellow restrictions, orange restrictions, orange plus restrictions, red restrictions. Dear God, there's a purple color. I didn't even know there was purple. You know, you've got all these restrictions and people just, they have new things that come up day to day. You go to a store you weren't at yesterday, you're there today, and there's a new rule for following the lines on the floor. People can't even orient themselves to the world around them. Like you said, we live in such a disorienting time. People are doing their best. It's been 9 months. We're trying our best to hold it together. I think this is going to be a long increase upward of things that you start to see. And even when you think the world is kind of leveled out, I think you're still going to see people reaping the ramifications of this time.
That was Aspen Hope Center Executive Director Michelle Muething speaking with Ariel Van Cleve. You can find tips from Michelle on how to manage your mental health at aspenpublicradio.org. If you have questions yourself, submit them to news@aspenpublicradio.org and put Mental Health Project in the subject line.